It is time for Thesis Thursday, and joining me in the studio today is Brittany Forte. She is a senior at the U of A, a graduating senior, and from what I understand, a rock star in science. Welcome, Brittany. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at the U of A.
So I am a biochemistry and molecular and cellular biology double major, and I've been doing research for the past 3 years now. So I work with Dr. Vanderaa in the Department of Pharmacology.
And the only reason we let you in today was because you're not a UBurp student, but you are dating. Dating a UBurp student.
Right,
so that's what qualifies you. So tell me, what does a typical day look like for you while you're doing your research and in the labs and things like that?
So for research right now, we're looking at treating cancer-induced bone pain. Mm-hmm. So something I'm really focused on is working with a breast cancer cell line. So I'm treating that with this molecule, angiotensin, and it's something that's already found in our bodies, but we're seeing that if we administer that to the cell line, if we can see the decreases in pain responses.
You mean pumping up the cell? Like, and then seeing what happens
right.
when you do that.
Yeah.
So using something that's already in the body.
Exactly.
Increasing that and seeing if that affects the pain level in the patients.
Right.
Wow. I'm getting good. Do you see, are you proud of me, Carol? I actually understood. This is why I love Thesis Thursday. So now tell me, you're off to Boston. Is that what I hear?
Yes. So I am presenting a poster, first of all, at the Experimental Biology Conference in Boston the end of March, but then I was also asked to give a talk at that conference.
Because posters are usually what students do.
Right.
But you were actually asked to make a presentation there, which is pretty impressive.
Really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are you hoping to see ultimately with your long-term work?
Long-term-wise, well, I'm hoping to go to grad school next year for pharmacology, and I'm hoping that I can continue this work, and I'd one day love to see something that I'm studying go into clinical trials and, you know, be able to help patients.
Yeah, and manage their pain or in all different kinds of ways?
All kinds of ways. I definitely want to focus on cancer, whether it's pain or cancer itself. I would definitely love to see that.
What do you think we're going to see in the future with treating cancer and taking care of pain? Do you think we're getting there? Are we getting close to really helping things along?
I think we are. We've been using the same kind of treatments like morphine for the past 50 years. And I think now looking at things endogenous to the body, I think, is something that's going to really start becoming big.
Yeah, and I think you're going to be a part of it. That's very exciting.
Thank you.
You brought in some music for us. We're first going to hear Sam Smith. Tell me about what is music in your life? Do you use it to relax, study, party down?
Both relax and just kind of pump myself up. So I love working out. I love listening to music and upbeat music like that. But then also, things can get stressful with school and research. So it's definitely a good way to de-stress and just relax.
How long of a day do you usually have? Do you get any breaks?
No.
Really?
I usually start at 8 in the morning. And then typically, I don't get out of lab till 6 or 7. And then it's homework.
And how do you manage that stress other than with music? Exercise, you said?
Exercise, definitely. I love reading. It's something I don't have as much time for anymore now with school going on. But I love reading.
What kind of stuff do you like to read?
I like futuristic kind of things like Divergent and Hunger Games. I love stuff like that.
Awesome. I'm a Harry Potter fan myself.
Oh, love the hair.
Awesome. Well, we're first going to hear some Sam Smith, then we're going to hear some Taylor Swift. Brittany Forte, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.